Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you joined us on this Easter weekend. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Happy Easter to everybody out there.
Yep, it's going to be a great Easter weekend. It's going to be a little cloudy this afternoon and probably get some rain. We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest this morning is Mr. Ed Swartz. Ed is the Ace Hardware man. Ed owns the Ace Hardware store on Northland Avenue. And we're going to find out about his story and how it, what it takes to run a hardware store and some of the challenges that Ed faced as he started and grew his successful business. But first, before we get into that, we want to talk a little bit about the SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area ranging from Appleton down through Oshkosh all the way down to Fond du Lac. We have about 40 mentors who help business owners and those who are aspiring to start a business in making those decisions that what's my next step? How do I do this? We have experts in marketing. We have experts in some retail, IT, HR, cash flow, banking. We have some legal expertise. If anyone out there in the audience is in business or is looking to start a business and you have a challenge ahead of you or you see an opportunity ahead of you and you'd like to pursue that, or fend off that challenge, give SCORE some consideration. You can reach SCORE at foxcities.score.org or call us at the Chamber Building at 734-7101.
Yeah, and Tony, one thing to remind people is that all of our counseling, all of our mentoring sessions are free.
They are.
So you get the benefit of some consultants who could be very, very expensive outside the SCORE area, and you get the benefit of their experience as a free item to be able to help you build your business.
And the mentoring sessions aren't just one time either. If you have a question and you have an issue on the computer system in your business, we have IT folks who can help with that. And if that leads into a discussion on HR issues or marketing issues or something, we have other people who can team up with your mentor to help you with those. So many of our mentors have had relationships with their clients for several years,
I think,
continuing to mentor them.
Yeah, my longest, I think, has been about 6 years now.
Yeah.
And we get together about once every 3 months, every 6 months, see how things are going, go over the situation, what should I do next before I sign this or should I do that. And it really helps everybody to be able to spend the time and see where everybody's going and see if you're on target.
I'd like to put a recruiting plug out there as well. Our SCORE chapter is looking for mentors. And if you are a business person who has an area of expertise and you have an interest in maybe sharing that expertise, passing it on, helping other people succeed because someone might have helped you along the way, give us a call at 734-7101 or visit our website at foxcities.score.org. We'd really like to talk to you. We have an office in Oshkosh. We have an office in Fond du Lac, and we have an office in Appleton. And we're currently working to rebuild our office in Fond du Lac. We get quite a few requests for counseling and mentoring from the Fond du Lac area, and we're in the process now of building that office back up to maybe about 8 to 10 mentors. But if you're in the Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Appleton areas, and you'd like to consider being a SCORE mentor, please contact us at scorefoxcities.org.
Right. And in addition to, of course, the counseling program that we have, SCORE also does a number of seminars and programs each year. Coming up, we have the Simple Steps program. We've talked about that a little bit in the past, but that will be coming up. The first session of that will be on May 16th. It's a 5-session program. The first session is the basics. The next 4 sessions go into things like types of business entities, marketing, the cash flow, which, Tony, you get involved in, and the financial documents that
financial
you need.
Financial statements and things.
Right.
Yep.
And then finally, the last program that we do is on where do I find the money. However, the first one is going to be, as I said, May 16th. It'll be at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. They have a very, very comfortable meeting room on the side there. We include coffee and breakfast, and we also include lunch on that one. one. It runs from 8 a.m. until about 12:30. And when you're done with that, it's a point of trying to be making a decision. You know, where am I at? Am I really going to want to go ahead with this program, or do I need to sit back and think about it as far as starting my business? Am I ready? What does it take? So the main first program is the basics. What is it all about?
$25.
$25, and please go out and register in advance. It's very important that we have you register. That way we can tell how many to,
we know
plan,
how to plan
for.
It then, right?
And it helps a lot to be able to know that. So as soon as you make up your mind you want to come to that one, you can register just for the first one, $25. Then after that, we will have you register for the next four, $25 each.
And real quickly, Randy, there is a benefit for veterans.
Correct. We have a special program called the Fast Launch Initiative in SCORE. If you're a veteran and are looking to attend one of our programs, go on out to the SCORE.org. website. That's the national site. Take a look at the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. When you go out there, you'll get a coupon that you can bring along, and that means that all of your educational programs with SCORE will be free. And it doesn't matter if you were, you know, what theater you served in, what branch of service, and so on. If you were a veteran, you automatically qualify.
If you served with Randy in the Revolutionary War, you are still eligible for this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, George, I mean, in fact, I had Mr. Washington signed that for me on my
He signed your DD-214?
Correct, yeah.
He
I
did
have
sign a DD.
Yep.
Boy, that's
yeah.
Relic.
Yeah, yeah. So am I, but let's go from there, you know.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. We'll begin our conversation with Mr. Ed Swartz of the Ace Hardware Store in Appleton. It's going to be a great show, so please tune in. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we are working hard for our money. Everybody works hard for their money.
Absolutely.
And that's what entrepreneurism is.
A little something to get everybody woke up this morning and ready to go. So.
And talking about working hard, we have Mr. Ed Swartz in the studio this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Randy.
Oh, yeah, you got to use the... There we go.
I get used to this.
Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Randy.
Good morning, Ed. Good to have
you
here.
Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here, Ed.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the business? When did you get into the business? What motivated you? What is your business?
Yeah. Well, of course, we have the Ace Hardware Store on Northland Avenue, and we've been there for... It'll be 28 years in July. Prior to that, I spent 23 and a half years in the savings and loan business, which was very good to me. But yet the environment I worked in, I really wasn't happy with the person I worked for. You know, Ace is the place of the helpful hardware person.
That's right.
Right.
John Madden.
Well, I've always been concerned about that word helpful and taking care of people. And after a number of years there, I said, well, you know, I think I really ought to be looking around. And I looked for a number of years. It's really not hard to find a good store. And one day I was at Ace Corporate Office, and a fellow I knew there said, why don't you look at the store in Appleton? And I'd been in the store, but I didn't know it was for sale. And I ended up buying it. It was a struggling store that was 5 years old, and it was about ready to close, depending when the family would give them more money to keep going, I think is what it got down to. But
in the hardware business and rental, right, Ed?
And rental, yes.
Now, when did you begin the rental part of your business?
To a small degree, we've always done rental in the sense that we would have like power rakes. And tillers. Those were the big things. Everybody, when they wanted to do their garden in the spring, they go to the hardware store and rent a tiller. But about 10 years ago, Ace Corporate started promoting rental as a niche to be in.
Good.
And we went into that, and we primarily are set up for homeowners. Mm-hmm. We do some small business, but it's mainly... you know, trenchers, edgers, we do, if you want to break up concrete, we have a jackhammer.
Okay.
We have we've got a very nice trencher that we rent to some contractors, generators. So, We got all kinds of items.
Good. Well, if you're listening this morning, you have a question for Ed, give us a call at 281-1150. If you're in the Appleton area, that's 281-1150. Outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150.
Okay, well, Ed, yeah, we want to go back a little bit to talk about the business that you have. You said way back in, 85 that you bought the business itself. Was that at that time, is that a franchise that you bought, or is it a different type of entity?
Actually, ACE is a buying cooperative, and I have an ownership in that cooperative. I have a share that I paid a certain amount of money for.
Sure.
And with that ownership of that share, then I'm able to buy through ACE Corporate.
At their prices, right?
At their prices.
Yep.
Basically, originally ACE Hardware started out as the corporation. Is I think five dealers in the Chicago area decided to get together and buy together because they could buy at better pricing.
Right.
And some of they warehouse stuff at one of their stores, and then they move it between their stores.
Mm-hmm.
And for many years, that was their primary goal was to buy merchandise and sell it to people like me.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've learned that we have to succeed for them to sell stuff. So they have become really an advisor on what to do to help you sell things. They spend lots of money developing programs to help you sell, to help you on merchandising and things like
that. So you're really not in the game alone. You have a resource you can go to, an ACE, for advice, for guidance, for systems, and with the buying power.
That's correct. You know, it's like our computer system is through ACE.
Okay. Okay.
So most of the ACE stores are on a common computer program, which gives them information so they know what we're selling, they know what to buy, and things like that.
Having that kind of availability, I know it used to be a very, very cyclical business. You had to know 6 months in advance what you were going to buy and so on. Has that gotten easier as far as the planning and knowing where you're at each year?
Well, we are a cyclical business. Now, we're coming out of first quarter here now that typically is that's a very slow time. One time somebody told me you either commit suicide or you go to Florida during that quarter.
Go to Florida.
Florida's a lot more fun.
And I've been doing that.
And the nice thing about Florida is you can come back.
Yes. But, like the month of May, we'll do almost what we do the whole first quarter.
Okay.
And that's, first quarter is always a challenge. You hope that you've accumulated enough cash flow.
Oh,
going into
words.
It, this is Tony's area.
I just saw him.
Yeah,
he just lit
up
like
on
a,
that one
to
survive the next quarter.
Sure.
But Ed, that's very good because you wouldn't be around for as long as you've been around if you had not planned for that dry series of months, those slow months where you go to Florida or whatever, and then it picks up again in May. You just can't spend everything in May or June. You got to save some for January, February, March.
That's
every
correct.
Business owner faces that challenge.
Very much so.
And I think doing a budget and managing the budget really brings that to the attention of the business owner. Plan ahead.
Yeah. You mentioned something about buying.
Yes,
cyclical.
Yeah.
We buy stuff like for spring. We buy that in October, September and
yep.
October.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the supply, it's amazing. Scotts, you hear about Scotts Fertilizer. But Scotts, they own Ortho. They own Miracle-Gro, they've been buying all these little companies. We buy a lot of stuff in the fall. We receive it in January or February, and then they work out a program where they then give us financing or give us terms, we should say.
Sure.
So there's dating. We pay for most of that spring items that we get in June.
Well, that's really convenient.
Because otherwise, we get a large amount in and have to write a check out for it. It take a lot of capital.
Mm-hmm. And they're really helping you purchase it by giving you those terms.
Yes.
Your busy time is when you pay them for those inventory products.
You go along in May and you think, whoa, I got all this money. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And then you look at that dating you have out there and you think, uh-oh, there it goes.
the bill is coming.
The bill is coming.
Yeah. Well, Ed, you have a great store there. You've built it up. It's really great. Was the building that the business you purchased, was that located at the same site?
Yeah, actually, that location there in 1980, those properties were developed there along with the grocery store next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 5 years, the prior owner was there.
Okay.
And we now own the building. Actually, we didn't own the building originally.
Okay.
But we bought it from the prior owner's family quite a few years ago.
Sure. Okay. Well, we're going to take our first break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Ed. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Hey, we love that music, right, Randy?
Yeah, yep. that keeps everybody on their toes.
Thanks, Vicki. Quickly, I'd like to acknowledge our sponsors. I didn't do that in the first segment. The sponsors who bring the show to us every week include Fox Communities Credit Union. We thank them for being a sponsor of BizTalk and helping the SCORE chapter. Also want to thank Albertson Hailing CPA Firm. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay, and they're pretty busy this time of the year doing tax returns. Also, Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman, the principal attorney, the founder, was on our show a few weeks ago. They do a great job. They're a business law boutique. They just do business law. They really don't get into personal injuries or divorce situations. So if you're looking for some legal assistance, check out Epiphany Law. Also like to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh. eBiz Results is the company that helped Randy and I with our new website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to visit our show's website, go out there to biztalkwithscore.com. And if you'd like to shoot us a question on the email, Randy's got the computer fired up. We can take your email question this morning. So thanks to eBiz Results. And also Business News. Business News is a periodical that comes out every 2 weeks. $20 for a one-year subscription. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be if you're in business, because it'll provide you with a lot of good business tips and information to help you with the success of your business. Well, this morning we're talking to Ed Swartz, who is the owner of the Ace Hardware Store on Northland Avenue. And we've been talking about how Ed got started, and Ed said something about family.
Right. Ed, we were, you said you bought this from a family, and I'm sure now your family is involved in the business. Could you tell me how that all works together?
Yeah, typically Ace Hardware stores are individually owned by families. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, you'll see it's a husband and wife, not in all cases. Sometimes we have a couple stores in the area that women actually own.
Mm-hmm.
And but so often it's families. My wife and I bought the store originally, and in the early days, she was very involved in doing things with us. And then my son-in-law came into the business 20-some years ago. He had been working for a computer company, and he thought it'd be nice to come to work for me. And so we brought him in, and he's very, very helpful to us. And then he's basically doing the day-to-day management of the store now.
Mm-hmm.
I come and go a lot, work on special projects. I also vacation a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I see you over at the Y quite often, so getting
exercise
that way. If you
haven't seen me for a month, you know I'm gone.
Right, got it.
Yeah.
But, you've earned it. You've earned it, Ed.
But we brought them in, and basically they are, my son-in-law and daughter are part owners of the business. We've worked out a plan for succession where we've been giving them stock in the store along the way, which is kind of in lieu of salaries. It's not a big money making business, so you try to get somebody to work for you and save enough money to buy your store out.
Right,
it's hard
right.
to do.
Right.
So we set up a plan of giving stock so that they have a good share of the stock now, and I do have the voting stock.
Of course. When you decided on this, when you were starting to set up the plan, who did you have as far as, I don't mean who exactly by name, but what types of professions did you get together as far as doing the planning to put this thing together?
Basically, we worked with the attorney on that.
Okay. And he put together a plan for you?
Yeah, and then we also set up some insurance in case something happened to me, why there would be some insurance to pay so they could buy
to
the
fund
store.
It, right?
Okay,
right.
So you need to – okay, so in other words, you do have a funding process in there as well as the legal succession.
Right.
Wonderful.
And we have a a written succession plan.
Great. Okay.
I think we've got to update it a little bit. I think our insurance policy has reached its limit now or something.
This is something when we talk to people who are starting out and they ask, you know, when should I start my succession plan? It's usually the day before you open the store would be a good time to start.
Yeah.
The earlier the better, actually.
So,
Ed, when you started your business, did you have the occasion to go to a bank and apply for a loan and have to go through that experience?
Oh, sure. I think everybody does. And
can you share your experience?
When you do that, the bank wants you to be well prepared. You can't just walk in and say, when Tony used to work at a bank, I'd like to borrow this money. Will you give it to me? You have to have more information than that. But basically, we did projections. I used to have an Apple IIe. You remember
those? I remember Apple IIe. Yes, sir. Good for you.
It didn't do much, but it worked nice for doing a spreadsheet.
Yeah, that thing actually weighed more than the console that Vicky's working on now. So. Yeah.
But I had it set up in my basement, and I would put these figures in and project, if you grow 3% or 5% a year, what would happen and so on and forth. And that's what the banks were really looking for.
And when you put your projections together, Ed, did you have help from your accountant or maybe your wife helped out?
That was primarily me.
Primarily you.
Yeah.
And I think what's really key to that is that you're the decision maker in the business. You're deciding every day what the next thing's going to be in your business, a sale, buying more inventory, hiring someone, doing a special, whatever it is. Since you make those decisions, you have to really understand the impact of that decision on your cash flow of your business.
Yeah.
And you were in a position to do that.
Yes. Well, I admit, in the early days, we bought a struggling business. And actually, the people who were working there still work for us today, many of them. But everybody stayed with us. We had one person that we let go, I remember. But in those days, we were growing at a real nice rate. Mm-hmm. And when you grow at a nice rate, it's surprising how little planning you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growth takes you off the hook.
It does.
And we've been fortunate that's happened all the way along. We ran into when Menards opened their second store on the east side of town, mm-hmm. and the other big boxes came. Well, we noticed a little bit, but not a whole lot. People still like coming to the hardware store for a lot of things. And but now the last 3 years or something other, it's been a different story. It's been soft, and we're doing more planning now than we ever did before.
Speaking of competition, Ed, we were talking during the break a little bit about the competition, and there's the True Value hardware stores, there's the Ace hardware stores, the big box stores. You had an interesting response about how to deal with the competition.
Yeah, the main thing is just do your thing right. And things will work out. You don't worry about them too much. And we've been always stress service and being helpful to people. And in general, our people are pretty helpful to people, and people like coming to our store. And that's what keeps bringing them back.
Mm-hmm. You said you've retained a lot of very good employees over the years. That kind of continuity really helps your business?
Oh, sure. We've had very little turnover. Tony was talking about Pete here a little while ago.
Right.
He went to school with Pete, and Pete's been with us about 20 years. No, mm-hmm. not quite that long, but he came out of the car business. And we have George was actually started to work, I think, the month before I bought the store. He's kind of semi-retired. So we've had a lot of long-time people. Diane's been there over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Teresa's been there around that time. I'm going to forget some names and get in trouble here.
Okay,
but you know, we had minimal turnover, and this is very helpful.
And that minimum turnover is a tribute to the leadership of any business. When a business can say we've had very little turnover, that's a tribute to the leadership of the business.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I know. The other thing is, when you go to your store, these people know what it is they're talking about, and that is a competitive edge. That's a value added that you bring that, again, some of your competition can't touch. Some people say it's an old-fashioned way to do business, but it's a way that people really like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's give out the phone number again. The phone number is 281-1150. If you have a question for Ed, some of the challenges that Ed faced as he started his business, as he runs his business, and as he competes to keep the business, bringing customers back in the store, Give us a call at 281-1150 if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Ed, in your business, you grew, you took the struggling business, you bought it out from another family, and you were now an ACE co-op owner, a member of the co-op, and you're growing your business, and you indicated you had a good growth pattern going for a number of years. What sort of latitude do you have as a co-op member under ACE to grow your business and diversify? About 10 years ago, you really expanded your rental business because ACE was supporting that. Do you have other latitude that you can go to?
Yeah. We're not like the typical franchise.
Okay.
A franchise, it's like McDonald's. They dictate to the people that you have to carry this product. You got to have your bathrooms just like this and so on and
forth. And you put one pickle on a hamburger or two onions or whatever it is. Yeah.
In the buying cooperative, we have none of that.
Good.
They basically do not lean on us on anything.
And that's an important distinction. People need to understand the difference between a franchise and a co-op. Is there is more latitude in a co-op.
Yeah. We're required to purchase a certain amount from them each year, but our store is of a size that's no issue at all.
Okay.
One of the things, though, Ed, that you do have an advantage of being part of that cooperative is the advertising that they do nationally and provide you assistance with locally, I would assume.
Yeah. On advertising, actually, we pay a percentage of our purchases for advertising to ACE Corporate. But they do the national ads you see on TV and so on forth. And they provide us, like you see, circulars. I don't know, there's 15 of them a year or something like that go out that they provide for us. We sign up for those 6 months in advance, you know, and then they work with us. They pick out merchandise for them. We buy that merchandise.
Okay.
But it's very important to us that they're doing some of these things. And I mentioned earlier about how originally they were just a buying group.
Right.
Now that's one of the things. They're more than a buying group.
Right.
They're helping us with these things. And they know they have to do that for us to succeed.
Right, yeah, because of the competition out there that you have, that have a lot of power behind them as far as advertising power. If you were just doing it on your own, it'd be very, very difficult to compete.
Yeah, so you can't recreate the wheel every time.
Right, right.
Ed, how many ACE hardware stores are there in Wisconsin or in the country? How big is the co-op?
Well, actually, ACE is the largest of the co-ops. At one time, True Value was the largest, and then they had some problems a few years ago and lost some dealers that came over to ACE. But there are almost 5,000 stores around. I can't tell you how many there are in Wisconsin.
Sure.
But Wisconsin's a good state to be in.
Describe for us how the business is different today than it was back in 1985, 87, when you first started out. What are some of the changes that you had?
Well, of course, at that time, we didn't have computers.
Exactly.
And computers really made a lot of difference. When computers came in the early 90s, it was a big job to switch to a computer, to put all your inventory on a computer, but it also made us more efficient. We probably lowered our inventory by 10% because instead of carrying six of some items, we found out we only needed three of those items.
Okay.
And we have order points on all our items that when it reaches a certain level, the computer will generate an order, which we review to tell us how many we should order. And that's probably been the biggest change.
How many SKUs or products do you carry in a store, Ed?
Oh, we have probably 30-some thousand items. You know, you start counting all those little screws, you know, how many in that nuts and bolts aisle, how many there are there.
Now, you used to have a sporting goods department, didn't you? Do you still have one?
No, we do not.
Used to be fishing and stuff.
Fishing was very good. We had a fellow who was very good in it, and when he left, we had no one that really had an interest in it. I wasn't a fisherman, and I had no idea how to tie a fly for fly fishing or any of that kind of stuff. So we decided it was a good time to get out of it.
Sure. Now, it was in the corner. When you walked in, it was in the left corner, I remember.
But now one of the areas that you guys have a large area in is things like birdseed for wildlife and so on.
Yeah, we mentioned niches earlier, and that's a niche that we've been in for a long time. In fact, I think from the day the store started, and it's a very good item. We have some special mixes of our own, and so we have a large selection of feeders, a large selection of different feed. Mm-hmm. We've also kind of in that same area It's from the same supplier. We have some quality dog food now.
Okay.
Cat food.
And cat food. Well, I know you have some, what I refer to as merry-go-rounds for squirrels, which I love.
The bird feeders that when the squirrel steps on it, it spins him.
Yeah. They're fun to watch, really.
Well, if you'd like some more squirrels, I've got some of my house I'll send over to you. They've made such a mess in my backyard. They dig all the way. Now it's just a rolling yard.
Yeah.
A lot more bounces when you cut grass.
Yep. So, no, that's one of the fun things to watch. And, again, some of the fun areas that you have in your store is to just go over and take a look at some of those odds and ends and some of the things that you have.
Ed, we have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Do you have a question?
There was a discussion a little while ago about how many SKUs, and I believe your guest referenced 30,000. My question is, what do you do with your obsolete inventory?
We mark it down and get rid of it. We try not to have too much of it. We try to watch what we buy, so we try to minimize that. But if it's sitting on the shelf too long, it needs to disappear some way or other.
Okay, so discounting is not a bad word sometimes.
Oh, no. The other day I had a power snow broom that's been around there for a couple years, and it's a good brand. And a few years ago, we sold three or four of them. This year, we hadn't sold any of them. And I told them, we got to mark that down so it disappears. And all we right. marked it way down, and within a couple days, it was gone.
So,
Tom,
money tied up in dead merchandise doesn't do you any good.
Right. Tom?
So what are your inventory turns then in a typical hardware store?
Somewhere around 2.5. So it's not high. If you look at the big boxes, they turn more than that, but they don't carry, we carry a lot of little items that they don't carry that don't sell as fast too.
So you can't make money if we don't have inventory turns in the double digits then.
Oh, not double digits, 2.5.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could make more money if you could get into the double digits.
Oh, yeah. But if you get in, that's true. But you can't do that in the hardware business. It's not like the grocery business, and they turn stuff, what is it, 15 or 20 times?
Yeah. Well,
they turn that store over every 2 or 3 days.
That's because you and I eat more than 3 times a day.
Oh, I was looking at something last night, and I noticed that that I've been eating too much, and I need to lose a little weight.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks
for the call. Yep. We have another caller on the line. Good morning, John. John?
Okay, good morning. I have a question.
Yep.
How did the Craftsman tool line come into play with Ace Hardware a few years ago?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I believe that Sears decided that they needed to figure out some way or other to sell more merchandise. Their stores were struggling, and Craftsman was a name that they had. It's a brand that was very valuable.
Absolutely, yes.
And so to capitalize on that, they went to Ace Hardware and Corporation and said, why don't you put Craftsman line in? So it's a way that they could increase their sales, and then we came up with a line that everybody knows. For years and years, people have talked about Craftsman wrenches. The thing breaks. You go in and they give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good name, and they knew that they had something they could sell and make some money on.
Okay. So you offer that exchange, a warranty exchange at your store too then with Craftsman products?
On items that we carry. We can't cover we don't carry their whole line. So it's on, if you have a 5/8 inch wrench, you bring it in, which we would carry. Why we can do an exchange on that? Yes.
Okay, and I'm sure you're itching to get the greenhouse going too.
Oh, you remember last year? last year we had, I think starting on the 13th of March, we had 13 days in a row where it was in the 60s or 70s. And
right.
One day, some people say it was in the 80s. I think we had 79.
Right.
Fertilizer, we had sold all kinds of fertilizer last year at this time. This year, we've hardly sold a bag of it.
Right.
And last year, we'll never see that again. I know our sales that year were almost half again what they normally are. This year they're back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The weather does that.
Okay, well, Ed, I enjoy going to your store, and you have unbelievable service for your staff, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming to the store.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Thank you. Well, Ed, we're going to take our last break here. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, we're back to Biz Talk this morning. We're going into the final segment of the program. We do have time for one more caller if you'd like to call in, 281-1150, 281-1150, or 866-887-1150. We're talking this morning with Ed Swartz, who owns the Ace Hardware Store on Northland Avenue. Had a great conversation this morning about how Ed got into the business and his challenges, banking, staffing, sales growth, the difference between a franchise and a co-op. Ed, you've really done a good job for the last 28 years, I believe.
Yes, thank you.
And you even have a transition plan in place.
Yeah. One little story I was thinking of when we were talking about service. We have behind us some seniors. There's some apartments back there.
That's right.
And there was this one old guy I know, and he used to make things on his kitchen table that he'd bring in, and I don't remember what they were even, but we used to sell them for him, mm-hmm. you know. And it was something to keep him busy. But one day he was in, and he had a board. He says, "Can you cut this board for me?" And I said, "Sure, I'll cut that board for you." And one of the guys looked at me, "Why are you doing that?" You know, I says, "Someday I may be in that same boat."
Right, absolutely.
And that's what we try to get our people to do.
And, you know, Ed, that helpful hardware man person, today's person, I guess, helpful. Cutting that guy's board is what Ace is all about. It's not just selling a screw or a Craftsman tool, or it's the service.
Yeah. Now, that Ace is the place of the helpful hardware person. It used to be man, but now it's a person.
Right.
You haven't heard that jingle very much lately.
Right.
But yet, I go places, other Ace people go places, and if you walk in and say, "Oh, Ace is the place."
Right.
And that jingle is going to be coming back again.
Is it coming back? Are they bringing it back again?
Yeah, that's what I was told recently.
Well, everyone was exposed to it, and they all know it. It's very familiar. It's your brand, actually.
Oh, yeah, and it's been, I don't know, it's been out there for 25 or 30 years.
So this has been a good run for you, Ed, huh?
Oh,
yes. The hardware store business?
Yeah, it's been a fun business. It's a business. Anybody going into these businesses have to work hard.
40 hours a week, really hard.
Well, I used to work 7 days a week. I don't anymore.
I know. I'm just being facetious.
But you have to be willing to work. You can't come to Wisconsin and decide, "I'm going to buy this store because I like to fish and it's an area where there's good fishing," mm-hmm. and go fishing all the time. It won't work.
Exactly.
You
got
to be there to set the tone of the business.
Yeah. No one's as enthusiastic about the business as the owner of the business.
Yeah. Or at least that better be the case.
Exactly.
So if it isn't the case, why, your store will be for sale in no time.
Right. Ed, we generally ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom at the end of the program. Do you have any wisdom you'd like to impart to the listening audience?
Well, if you want to work for yourself, you got to remember that you have to work. It's not easy. Once in a while, so you hear somebody fall into something or other that just everything happens and they make all kinds of money. Well, most businesses aren't that way. You got to be dedicated and willing to work a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly true. And you also have to recognize opportunities when they come your way.
Yeah.
Recognize it for what it is.
And another thing is that I think that today I look at people that are 50 years of age, and for something happens where they're working, and then they're looking for a job, and it's hard for them to find a job. So that's another plus for working for yourself. You control your future.
Exactly.
And if you're willing to do that work, you can control your future.
Exactly. Ed, are you ever looking for employees? Do you look for employees? I mean, you've got good retention.
Yeah,
if someone is... Somebody's looking for part-time work or something?
We look for people all the time. See, now this time of the year, we're looking for some people to work the floor. We probably are going to look for some people to help in the greenhouse. So
Sure.
And I also noticed you have students during the summer and so on.
Yeah, we have students. A lot of the college kids come back, and in the summer we work them some. We're limited how much we can do because we have other people too. But
sure.
We look forward to these kids to get out of school early, out of college early. Now, I think we got one coming on the 13th of May, which seems awful
early.
Yeah. When I was in college, we didn't get through till like the 6th or 7th of June. But we like it when they get through early because we need a lot of bodies in May.
Well, okay. You were saying May is a big month for
that's
you.
That's our biggest month of the year.
Yeah, you do a lot of sales. That's probably the equivalent of your first quarter, you said.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Of course, a lot of that depends on our weather, man. So hopefully today will be the start of something good coming
you
up.
You hope you don't have rainy Saturdays in May.
Right. Ed, we want to thank you very much for being on the show with us this morning. It was a great program. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.
We enjoyed it.
And best of luck to you and happy Easter.
Thank you. You people, everybody out there, have a nice Easter.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Randy, we'll be back next week. Our guest is going to be...
from Fox Communities Credit Union. We're going to have the people there from the lending
group. One of our
group.
Sponsors.
Yes. So we will see those people there. And
tune in next weekend. You're listening to BizTalk and the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.